Protests threaten to disrupt a global financial center.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. A decision by China to vet candidates for leadership positions in Hong Kong has led to protests there today. And pro-democracy demonstrators with a group called Occupy Central say there could be further action in Hong Kong's busy financial district. The former British colony has had a lot of political and economic autonomy. The BBC's Juliana Liu joins us now from Hong Kong. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Many people have drawn comparisons to the Occupy movement that was a big presence here in New York a couple of years back. Talk about what protesters are saying there.
This is very interesting because people who support Occupy Central are specifically drawing parallels with Occupy Wall Street, because that was quite an extended protest, but it had almost no impact on the economy of New York, nor did it really have much of an impact on the stock market. So people who support Occupy Central use that to say this movement, while it has a political significance, is unlikely to damage Hong Kong's status as an international financial center.
Hong Kong has always had a different economic system than the rest of mainland China. Is that likely to change because of this?
No. Hong Kong's economic system will continue onwards. It's very, very different. We drive on different sides of the road here than in mainland China. But some people say that Occupy Central may threaten Hong Kong's economy in the sense that if the political risk really escalates, then the Chinese government may begin to take away certain economic and financial policy support. And that's something that shouldn't be underestimated.
Juliana Liu with the BBC joining us from Hong Kong. Thank you again, Juliana.
Thank you.
Another casino closed this weekend in Atlantic City. The Showboat Casino had been open for around 27 years. It's not the first or the last. The Revel Casino will go out of business tomorrow. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, because of all this, Atlantic City is trying to figure out a way to reinvent itself.
5,000 people lost their jobs this past weekend in Atlantic City.
We're trying to ease the blow.
That's Ben Begleiter with Unite Here's Local 54. His union, which represents casino workers, booked the convention center to get resources to people.
Make sure that people have unemployment benefits, health benefits, and utility and food assistance.
The basic problem is Atlantic City hitched itself to a star, and that star faded. James Hughes is a professor at Rutgers University.
Atlantic City was predicated on being an East Coast monopoly in the casino industry. Now there's no monopolies anyplace.
All the neighboring states have casinos now. Of course, Atlantic City still draws millions of visitors, but
it's going to have a permanently smaller economy.
Gambling revenue is still half what it was in 2006. Oliver Cook teaches at Stockton College.
I think the big question is what AC does in the future to kind of rebuild and diversify. You know, there's a whole countless litany of proposals that have been put forward.
Governor Chris Christie is holding a forum to discuss just that next week. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
If someone I know gets sick at a restaurant, my impulse is to avoid eating there. The city of Chicago is trying out a new approach to find restaurants where customers have gotten food poisoning. Computers mine Twitter for signs a place is dirty or customers have gotten sick. From Chicago, Nova Sappho reports.
On Chicago's Restaurant Row, Jonathan Alvin just sat down at a patio table for a hearty dinner.
This is chicken and waffles.
The huge plate of food in front of him is an article of faith of sorts. That's because just days earlier, Alvin got food poisoning from another restaurant.
The food was, it felt okay going down, but then later, you know, it's just a nightmare.
Not so great.
No, not so great at all.
Did you go to the doctor?
I didn't.
And did you report it to the city?
I didn't report it to the city either.
And that, in a nutshell, is the problem facing public health officials.
We know that the majority of foodborne illnesses never end up getting reported to public health.
That's Bashar Shukair. He heads Chicago's public health department. Shukair is an avid Twitter user, so he wondered, who's complaining about food poisoning online? He put together a Twitter feed on his iPad to find out.
So if you look here, this is the original feed that I've created that looked at all tweets that are geocoded to Chicago that include reference to food poisoning. this one was 17 minutes ago, this was 23 minutes ago, this is 1 hour ago.
That's a lot of tweets, and at the beginning, Shakir would sift through them all. But that's time-consuming, so he employed volunteer coders to create a self-learning algorithm. It alerts officials only when someone's Twitter post has just the right combination of wording, suggesting that a restaurant needs inspection.
We automatically reach out to this individual and say, hey, we're sorry you're sick. If you answer these few questions, we will do an investigation.
Last year, the Twitter algorithm led to 21 restaurants being closed down and 33 others cited for major violations. Earlier in August, Chicago officials published a report touting their success, and now Boston and New York are looking at the idea. Shakir says the number of Twitter complaints is growing as their application gets ever smarter.
And at what point do these apps get too smart?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
A diplomatic answer. After all, the algorithms are probably listening. In Chicago, I'm Novosavo for Marketplace.
And finally, smart cars are poised to get even smarter. General Motors, the Financial Times reports, is working on technology that will monitor drivers' eye movement. This is ostensibly about curbing distracted driving, but the newspaper notes, connected cars equipped with sensors and cameras will also collect a lot of potentially valuable data on drivers. In New York, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.